أهل الأهواء الذين خالفوا كتاب الله وسنة رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من المتحزبة والمنحرفين قليلين كانوا أم كثيرين. وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه. وأنا أستأذنكم صليت الظهر والعصر
أنت سعيد عليك.
السلام عليكم ورحمة
الله. الشيخ answered the last question, إخوان. He answered the last question and he had to excuse himself again because he has another appointment. He said, concerning this question, Ikhwan, lo samah, akhi, Abu Zara, salam alaikum. Salam alaikum to all of you. The Sheikh, he said, the answer to this question about what our brother posed, the brothers from Birmingham who do not want fitna, they don't want to spread the fitna, but they're asking the people of knowledge, they came to sit with them to get benefit. What do we do in the time like this concerning the bid'ah and the mubtadi'? The Sheikh said, as it relates to this issue, this question needs more than a 2 or 3 day conference to be dealt with properly, and it also needs more than one sheikh to deal with it. It needs 5 sheikhs. And one of the virtuous brothers from Ahl al-Ilm, from the Shuyukh, he has written about this issue, and that is the sheikh who was in al-Medina, a sheikh Ibrahim al-Ruhaili, akramahu Allah ta'ala. He has a book that consists of 2 volumes, and in it he talks about the mubtadi' and the position of the legislation as it relates to the mubtadi' and the hukum that are connected to the mubtadi' and the bid'ah. He said, as for the question here as it relates to al-imam al-barbahari rahimahullahu ta'ala, when he was talking about the bid'ah and the people of innovation during his time in the environment in which he was living in, the sunnah, it was apparent and it was zahira, and the haq, it was very clear, and ahl sunnah, they were very strong in comparison and in relation to the people of deviance. In our time, the people, the Salafi people, the people of the Sunnah, we have the ghurba that we're suffering from, and that in comparison to the non-Salafi people, we are a few. And this ghurba, this strangeness, this few numbers, it is praiseworthy. So our condition from one angle, it is praiseworthy to hold on to the haq at a time or in a place where the people of the truth are not many. That's praiseworthy. That's the ghurba that is mahmuda. But from another angle is from the alamat al-da'f wal-wahim. It is a sign of weakness, and it is a sign of being feeble. So the Sheikh, he said, now the question is, and what we have to understand, how are we going to take al-Imam al-Barbahari kalam that he was talking about the Sunnah and the people of the Sunnah at a time when it was strong and the people were many and the Sunnah was clear and the bid'ah was clear, and he's talking during his time describing how to deal with the people in that environment, how are we going to take that and superimpose it upon our condition of weakness, the people are few? In the time of al-Imam al-Barbahari, Ikhwan, the bid'ah that he talked about and warned against, it was a bid'ah that was muttafaqa alayha. The ulama were in agreement as to the bid'ah being a bid'ah. During his time, there was no khilaf about the bid'ah that he was even talking about. Whereas during our time, we have different bid'ah, that there's ikhtilaf even in it. Al-Imam al-Barbahari, he was not talking about the bid'ah of using the subha, that you make a zikr on, the zikr bee. He was not talking about the bid'ah of the sunnah al-qabaliyah, meaning the raka'at the people put before Salat al-Jum'ah. The people, and they make an adhan and they pray two raka'at before Salat al-Jum'ah. They call that the sunnah al-qabaliyah. They weren't talking about that, al-Barbahari. Al-Barbahari, when he talked about the bid'ah, wasn't talking about the bid'ah of the mawlid, celebrating the birthday of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. He says, so ikhwan, we cannot make the khalf, we cannot mix up the issues. What al-Barbahari was talking about, the condition that he was describing, from even the platform from where he was talking from, we can't mix that up and superimpose it and make it parallel or on top of what we're living today. Even though, I want to make it clear, we warn about the innovations that I just mentioned, as subha, the sunniyat al-qabaliyah, the sunnah qabaliyah, and the mawlid, we warn about that. Just saying that we don't mix the two up. Al-Barbahari wasn't talking about this type of bid'ah. He was talking about the bid'ah that was unanimously agreed by the ulama of that time of Ahlul Sunnah, that this is a bid'ah. As for what we find now, this is not the case. For an example, Al-Imam Al-Ahmad, whenever he warned against the Jahmi, there was an individual who was a Jahmi, and he ascribed to the Aqidah of the Jahmiyyah. Do you think that Al-Imam Al-Barbahari is going to come after him, and then you're going to find Al-Barbahari praising the Jahmi, or opposite? The Shaykh said the same goes and holds true for a person who is Qadri, and a person who is Murji'i, and a person who is Khariji, and a person who is a Rafidi. Al-Imam Ahmed criticizes one of them. You're not going to find an Imam al-Barbahari after that praising that individual, because the bid'ah during that time, it was agreed upon by those scholars. They saw it as a bid'ah and everyone looked at it as a bid'ah. And that's not the case now. The Shaykh said, if we were to find a person, if we were to find a person, this is his condition, he's on what was just mentioned, what Imam Ahmed and those individuals agreed upon was an innovation. If we find him now, we're going to take the same position as those Imams took, even though we have ghurba, even though we are few, even though our strength right now is not like the strength during the time of Imam Ahmed or Al-Barbahari. If we find a person, Qadri, Murji'i, Khariji, Rafidi, we're going to take the same position, because that bid'ah is muttafaqa alayha. They have unanimously agreed that it is a bid'ah. But the problem, ikhwan, again, as I mentioned, is when the people mix up the issues. The khalq that is qabih, it is when we make a mixing up of the issue. There is a mas'ala, some of the scholars said is a bid'ah. Or some of them say that the person is a mubtadi. Other scholars say this thing is not a bid'ah. Or other scholars say that this person is not a mubtadi. The mushkila now, the fitna now is, when we have an issue like that, the people come and say we have to avoid the mubtadi, and it's an issue of ikhtilaf between the people of knowledge. And it's not the same image and the same condition that Al-Barbahari was talking about. And the Shaykh said, in describing the ikhtilaf of the people, of the shuyukh, of the ulama, when they say this is a bid'ah or not a bid'ah, he's a mubtadi or not a mubtadi, he said, even if one side is closer to the truth than the other, in this situation they took varying sides, one side may be closer to the truth than the other, he said, still, this is not the condition what Al-Barbahari was talking about. This is not the condition that Al-Imam Ahmed was talking about. They were talking about a condition where everyone said he is a mubtadi. Everyone said that this is a bid'ah. So the two are different. And another important thing that we want to mention, Ikhwan, and he stressed this, and he became compassionate or passionate about it. He said, and how do we know the murajjahat? The murajjahat in al-Islam. And the murajjahat are those things, if you have a scale like this, and you have two things on either side, and they're equal, you're trying to get one side to cause the other side to be more weighty. The Shaykh said, what are the murajjahat in Islam? How do we know? The ulama, some say bid'ah, some say no bid'ah. Some people say mubtadi, some people say no, not a mubtadi. After that, the Shaykh said, if we want to know who's the, on the right, what are the murajjahat? How do we make either side become more weightier? He said, is it done by the aksariya? Is the fact that the majority are on one side, is that what determines the haq? Is it known by so-and-so is older? The fact that that scholar is older, now his scale should go down more. The fact that he's older is a proof of the haq. The Shaykh said, the people don't understand. The way we understand the haq is al-dalil wala aqaweel. He said the dalil proves the truth and not the statements of the people, the mere unsubstantiated statements of the people. Because this way of following people's statements when they're in contradiction to the dalil, this is a taqleed and a new fold. This is a taqleed that we're making that is dressed in a new way. It is what our Lord does not want, nor is it what the ulama of this dawah have called to and what they are upon and what they want. We, the Salafi people, we have become known and distinct, Ikhwan, because of our ittiba, following the truth wherever it is and whoever it may be with. But now we have become like the other people were of the muqallideen, the taqleed people, even though we call ourselves Salafi, because we have made the haq in the statements of people. We have contained the haq in personality. He said, As-Salafiyya, Ikhwan, has a reality. As-Salafiyya, it has a jawhar. It has an essence. As-Salafiyya is the minhaj. It is a methodology. It is not personalities. It is not mere opinions. He said, when our brother Abu Usama, myself, when I was translating his last question that he answered, he said, my mind began to wander, and I started thinking about the questioner. Question number two, that we, the Mashaykh from Jordan, we didn't learn from Sheikh Nasser al-Albani, and we don't know the issues of the Minhaj. He said, my mind went back to this question while Abu Usama was translating. And then I thought to myself, and he's talking about the murajjahat still, Ikhwan, so don't get lost. He said, here it is, myself, I have authored I don't know how many books. And he started to mention some of the books. Ilm al-usul, fi ma'rifat al-bid'ah, the knowledge of the fundamentals and knowing the innovation. And then he mentioned another book, Fiqh al-waqa. And then he mentioned another book, Al-Ru'ya fil Fiqh al-Waqa, and his book At-Tasfiyah wa Tarbiyah. And then he said, what is this knowledge in? What is this knowledge in? He said, it's in the knowledge of Al-Minhaj. And then he said another book, Su'al Al-Su'al wal-Jawab, in the issues of Al-Minhaj. And then he mentioned another book, Ad-Dawah ila Allah, giving Dawah ila Allah and staying away from the Hizbiyah. And he mentioned another book, taking the bay'ah and what it is really for in Islam. He said, we wrote so many books about the minhaj. So now, looking at the murajjahat, is it the majority of the people are with this position, so it's the truth? Is it this scholar is the oldest one, so the truth is with him? He said, so similarly, are they saying from the murajjahat is, he said, I wrote about 29 books in aqidah and minhaj. So are these people saying, if a person wrote 30 books, then he knows the minhaj? But if he wrote less than 30, if he wrote 29, then he doesn't know the Minhaj. If it's one of the marajahat in these people, 30 books, 29 books, less than that, more than that. He said, Ikhwan, people like this, who think like this, they are the ones who kalam, we don't have kalam with them. Saqata anhum al-khitab. We don't talk to them. They don't deserve the right to talk. So we have to look at these issues, Ikhwan, and we have to look at them with sincerity. We have to have the nazara that is sadiqa, sincere and truthful, and we have to have the nazara that is safiya. It is pure. It is not polluted. As it relates to the issue of the bid'ah and the mubtadi, what the ulama of al-Islam, as it relates to our time now, what there is ittifaq on, as it relates to identifying the bid'ah and the mubtadi, we also take that position, and there is no kharuj from the hukum of the ulama who have ittifaq on that particular bid'ah or mubtadi. So when the scholars have agreed unanimously in our time upon a particular issue as being an innovation or a person as being a mubtadi, then we also take that and we don't make khuruj. It's like the time of al-imam al-barbahari. But if there is ikhtilaf in an issue, then the ayat that Allah mentioned is for you, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, instead the human being is a proof against himself, he has basira against himself. Even if he gave the excuses in Surah Al-Qiyamah, بل الإنسان على نفسه بصيرة, the person is responsible for himself, even if he gave his excuses. The Shaykh said, now in the issues of ikhtilaf, you're responsible if you have the ability to, if you've come to a conclusion based upon knowledge, you believe in what you ta'taqid, what you see and what you believe, and you don't have to take another person's position. You don't have to take another person's opinion. And then the Shaykh, he said to me before he left, explain that. And without getting deep into detail, obviously if he was going to stay, this aspect is going to need an explanation that's going to take some time. It's not saying, as he's been mentioned in each class that he gave, it's not saying that a person who doesn't have knowledge, you can just look and say, I don't see him as a mubtadi, and then he deals with him. It's saying it has his details. If he's really having knowledge, knowing how to deal with the details of the issue. And then he stopped there, Ikhwan, and then he excused himself. هذا وصلى الله وسلم على نبينا وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين.